the Episcopal KFC Junior. And go around visiting kids there on the east side, and I'd come into Sunday school. And I'd have 50 cents allowance, and I'd go take the 50 cents and go down and get a scuttle of coal for them, for people who never eaten their apartments.
Oh, really? Right around the?
Right around
the church there.
59th Street, East Street. Got stands on that, so horse meat.
Oh.
Well. You never saw. But it, they all got by. They die in Bergen, Burton. I loved it. But you had to get the steel mills. You had to take care of Mama McShane. You took good care of me in the end, so.
Yeah, right. It all evens out, right?
Very strange. I guess.
Yeah. Well, you self-educated yourself.
Huh?
You self-educated yourself. Dad was talking one day about the bullion that used to come in on the French ships before World War I began, when he was working down there at Wall Street.
The what?
The bullion, the gold bullion.
Oh, yeah. I was getting soup in here. Yeah, $1 million. Millions. And they could bring up Wall Street from the docks, you know. In these two-horse Adam Express, open trucks with just canvas sides on them, and they bring it up to the SA there on the top of Wall Street, Wall of Pine, and they melted it in there, and they'd stack them up like that. Well, this is during the war started there. They had to pay their bills before they got their credit started. And millions and millions. Would stop, kids would stop, you know, the gate. How much is there, mister?
Yeah, all that gold. Oh, huh?
20 million. That's nothing.
And Dad was saying last night, John D. Rockefeller, what gave you a dime one day?
He gave me a dime for a quarter of quarter cherries down at Coley had a tea room in Tarrytown, and the Castle girls used to come down there with it. He was the chief customer, the little young lady. She had the cinnamon buns and tea. That was a rainy day. A lady's tea. And I'd come out there in the spring, and I'd get an old gal up the street, Mrs. Wilson. And she had these wax cherries, pink and white, sweet cherry. So they asked me to pick, another boy and myself, Wilbur Walker and myself, to pick cherries. So we got a deal. We picked the cherries for her, and she paid us for half for us and half for herself. So she got along pretty good. Well, then the ministers of the church heard about it. Well, he wanted us to come up to his house and pick the cherries for him. And it was a house on the border of Rockefeller's golf course. It belonged to Rockefeller's. He donated it to the church. Well, I was picking away, and old Woodsy comes over the hill, and a couple of attendants with him, and he noticed me. Before he came over, he said, "Mr. Rockefeller would like some cherries, may I have some?" I said, "Yeah, sure." So I gave him about a quart of cherries, and I put the cherry box for him. And the guy took it over to Rockefeller, and he came back with a thin dime for me. I was selling them around town for a quarter, but that's what I got.
But it was John D. Rockefeller.
So I say, "Oh, no wonder old Senior was he made 150% on that deal."
On that deal, sure. Did Granny Rayer live there on what, West Market Street? When you first met Mother, you know, where we used to go when we were kids, or Webster Street.
Yeah. That's where we were all born.
You were all born in that house?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and her grandmother, Rare, had a gin mill down on 2nd Street, and another one had...
That's supposed to be a hotel, I was always told.
That was a saloon.
Let's get our terminology correct.
The boys took me there, but I took them down to see Notre Dame play Princeton.
What boys?
The fellows from the mill.
Oh, yeah.
I had a new car.
Mm-hmm.
And I came into work. And this Irish lugger, you know, "Hey, Mac, how would you like to see Notre Dame play?" I got some tickets. I'm going to look at some of that and drive us down. And he says, "What are you going to do that car to work?" I got one answer. "We'll pay your wages. We'll give you a ticket, we'll feed you, and we'll pay for your gas and change your oil. Now what the hell more do you want?" Well, I said, "We'll get, make sure the oil level's all right." So then we came back and we went to the game, and that's when I saw the Four Horsemen.
Oh.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Notre Dame win.
She said, "Poor Princeton didn't even know it was a football game." "Yeah, I've never seen such prestige in my life before."
Yes, I remember hearing about them.
And they would just tumble everybody down. And the guy would get the ball down the line. I've never seen a team do what they want to do. And say, "This is an hour's
over."
And she doesn't know that you came way up here from Jersey to see.
And we are good world.
Put the light out. Put the light out. It's the other side.
Close the door and put the light out. Okay. Shut the door a little bit. Did you know Mother then when you first went to the saloon?
No. I only knew about
what, this way?
4 months, I guess. 4 months.
Wow. 4 months you knew her before you, before you, she eloped with you?
No.
What?
Before she came up, before I came up here.
Yeah.
And she came up to see us.
Yeah.
Stayed with Lou on Elmwood, and those apartments there just across from that, there's a whole string of apartments on the right hand side, just as they'll come over the hump.
Oh, yes.
Over the, or just past north.
Right, just before you get to Lafayette, yeah. Right there. Yeah.
Well, he was in there. And then she went on home. And then the next time I saw her down in Bethlehem, riding backwards and forwards, and I get lonesome. said, you get the hell up here. And I told her we'd been married.
When did you meet her dad?
I guess in January.
January,
no. Did a lot of writing.
You did a lot of what?
Did a lot of writing.
Writing, I thought you said griping.
And griping too. I didn't want to get married.
You didn't want
I
to
had a feeling that you and Francis were going to get married. I kept saying it to Mama.
All hot and bothered about getting married. I wanted to get that job so I could start at home.
Yeah.
I want a Miller job. I want a Miller job. With obsession. I got it.
You got her too. See, you won.
Boy, when I put her on the train, I was clean too. I had $3. 2 weeks to eat. All restaurant eat 2 weeks. Yeah. But we struggled along. We had a good time.
Sure. You ain't got much money, but oh honey, wasn't that it?
Yeah, didn't have much money, but oh honey. I got you.
Every time when we were growing up, when that would come on the radio, she'd put it up loud and we'd all have to hear it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one was, I'm going where you're going.
Yeah. I'm going to go where you go, yeah.
I don't hear that anymore.
No? Uh-uh.
I'll go where you go.
I was trying to, I was telling Aunt Marion, I was born here at Mercy. Were the boys born here?
No, Bobby was.
Bobby was.
And Hank and Bill were born at Deaconess.
Deaconess.
I saw Bill born.
Oh, you did. That was something back then, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, that's what it goes.
Was Bill in today?
Huh?
Was Bill in to see you today?
No, I guess last night.
Must have jury duty.
I hadn't had a nice visit with him last night.
I thought he was a riot.
Huh?
I thought he was a riot. I really enjoyed his visit. He's been on jury duty, Aunt Marion.
Oh.
And,
But
yesterday was the day off because of Columbus holiday.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But he went to work instead.
Oh. But Lorenz called him to make sure he's up.
Yeah, right.
Bill? Wasn't Carl Burkhardt up here too with
that? Yeah.
I thought.
Carl worked up here in... See, Lou and Carl came up. And it worked.
Wasn't Audrey with him?
Audrey with Lou. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yes, because they got married on the train.
Yeah. They got what?
They got married on the train. So he told us.
On the train.
Yeah, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, they got a flock of furniture and they couldn't handle that, so they found out, they tried to garnish him and found out he was a minor. So the cashier got him out of the...
Cashier at the steel plant. He was lucky.
Well, he was only 18, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. I think he graduated with honors. We didn't know it until the day of graduation.
Huh?
He graduated with honors from the high school.
No.
We didn't even know it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's retired now.
Yeah.
On pension.
I'll never forget the day he came home from school with chewing gum stuck up here. Sister Sanquare threw him out.
Huh?
Sister Sanquare threw him out.
He was chewing gum and she slapped him up.
She must have been something. Do you remember St. Corey?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Mother adored her.
Yeah. St. Corey, my mother adored her.
Oh, yeah. I'm adored her. Did she ever come up here to see you, Dad?
No. Oh, we went down to see her, though.
Oh, you did? I thought so.
Well, I think Fred saw her twice.
Is she dead, Bill?
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody's dead anymore.